Thank you and welcome back. Daryl Richeson, North Dakota State climatologist and director of the North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network on Farm Talk yesterday, responding to Eric's question about bigger rainfall amounts, more extreme weather.
Well, we're seeing it more often because we have more rain gauges.
Oh, is that what it, you think so? I just don't remember.
Oh, yeah, I can show you the stats. There's 100, sometimes there's in the over 200 storm chasers in the state. You know, the state of North Dakota, with what happened last Sunday, set a state record for the most tornadoes. Okay, but it's not apples to apples, because 30 years ago, you didn't have 250 storm chasers actually finding and seeing every single one. What happened on Sunday? The Weather Service, I think at last I'd heard it, ended up counting 15 with their surveys. I'll be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if there was actually 25 or 30 of them that day. Some of them were so brief, they just weren't spotted by anyone. But all I'm saying is, even in the year 1980, you know, 45 years ago, that 15 probably would have been reported as 4 or 5, you know, and so it's just not an apples to apples thing. So yeah, it's impressive, but you can't take today's methodologies and equate them back to the past. And it's the same thing with rain. You can go back in history and find it. You really have to dig deep, because sometimes you have to look at local newspapers from small towns that, you know, that whole so-and-so got all this rain. They didn't have rain gauges back then, but their fields were flooded. And so again, it's playing with statistics, and people really have to be careful when you're making these blanket statements, because again, if it's not apples to apples, then it's not realism. You know, it's just not, it's playing with statistics. So yeah, there's these heavy rain events, but again, everything gets reported today. Everyone has a phone. Everything that happens, someone shooting it, social media, you hear everything. That's different than it used to be. It doesn't make the weather changing. It's perception and how people are reporting it has changed. But if you remember back on June 20th, that there was this concept called the mesoscale convective vortex. And a vortex is just a spin, of course. Mm-hmm. And that triggered off, in many ways, the very high wind problem we had that night with those 100-mile-per-hour wind gusts. Sunday, we had a mesoscale convective vortex that passed from the southern south North Dakota to northern North Dakota in the peak heating of the day. And that, all of the tornadoes really formed off that little spin in the atmosphere. And it was another mesoscale convective vortex that caused all of our problems again for the second time this year. You know, there's been years where we get a lot in September and years we don't. Probably the most damage I've seen in Fargo since I've lived here was the big baseball-sized hail event that occurred in 2007 in September. Mm-hmm. A month, again, when you want to expect it. So September tends to be really, really quiet or really, really active in a way. And this year, of course, it was a very, very active month.
But regarding the weekend weather, what do you think, Daryl?
Saturday, I think a lot of folks might get lucky and get missed, but it's still, this upper-level low is going to be around us and not so nice. I think Sunday will easily be the next best day of the two-day weekend. But I tell you, you've already mentioned it. Wow, does next week look nice.
Mm.
Just beautiful autumn weather next week. Good news for farmers.
Yes.
We can dry this stuff out and get harvest going again next week. So if you're a little depressed about this, just hang tight a little bit. Next week really looks good, and I think we'll make a good dent in getting some of that harvest going next week.
State climatologist for North Dakota, Daryl Richeson, director of the North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, on Farm Talk yesterday. This is Inside Agriculture, and we'll be right back.